WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Super Tuesday 4, no suspects. I'm Elliot Francis. Five states are up for grabs at today's all-important primary. Correspondent Diane Gallagher has a preview.
Voters in Maryland, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware head to the polls in another huge primary day for the presidential hopefuls. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the heavy favorites and pulling ahead in all five states. So the pressure is on their challengers to come away with as many delegates as possible to try and keep their campaigns alive. The Republicans have 172 delegates up for grabs Tuesday. The Democrats are battling it out for 384, and in both races, Pennsylvania holds the highest number of delegates. In Washington, Diane Gallagher.
Still no arrests in the murder of eight members of a Southern Ohio family. Here's Nick Valencia.
If they are any closer to catching whoever did this, they aren't giving us any indication. Whoever did this remains on the run.
Still no connection between the family's marijuana growing facility and the murders. I'm Elliot Francis. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that a criminal sexual assault case against Bill Cosby can move forward. Correspondent Jim Roop reports.
The ruling comes as a disappointment to the 78-year-old comedian who tried to get the case tossed, leaning on a decade-old deal with former Montgomery County DA Bruce Castor that Cosby would never be prosecuted if he testified in the civil case against him brought by former Temple University employee Andrea Constant, who charges Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2004. It was excerpts from those transcripts in that civil trial in which we read Cosby admitting to acquiring Quaaludes in order to seduce women. The criminal case against Cosby can proceed. I'm Jim Roop.
The parents of one of the two students wounded by an 18-year-old gunman outside a Wisconsin high school over the weekend say their son's doing well after surgery. The statement insists Colin Cooper will recover with time and effort. He and his girlfriend, you recall, were shot Saturday night when a former student, Japhet Wagner, opened fire during the school's prom. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Polls in Maryland open in a couple of hours on this primary election day, but election officials urge you to avoid voting early in the morning if you're looking for a short line.
You're probably not the only one looking to get your voting out of the way early today.
Your schedule permits you to go to the polling place midday or even after work. You'll find that the lines are going to be less.
Marjorie Rohr with the Montgomery County Board of Elections is hopeful your wait won't be too long, though, thanks to the early voting that's already been done.
It takes people away from election day where they're forced to vote during, you know, certain hours at certain locations.
You also won't find those touch screens anymore. You'll fill in a bubble next to your choice and feed the paper to a scanner.
The scanner not only retains the paper ballot, but it also captures a digital image if we need it at a future date.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Turnout today is expected to be heavier than usual, officials predict, mainly because the presidential nominations have yet to be decided. But adding to voter interest, that high-profile U.S. Senate race and two strongly contested U.S. House primaries. Polls in Maryland are open until 8 tonight. We are learning more today about just what happened to Metro's red line Saturday night.
Metro says the fire Saturday night at Friendship Heights was not caused by a problem with power cables, but rather by a part of a rail car that became loose and touched the third rail. Customers on the train say it was at least 20 minutes before anyone gave them instructions as those cars filled with smoke. Faulty power cables have been the source of two fires, including one in 2015 at the L'Enfant Plaza station that resulted in one person dying and making dozens of others sick. No one was injured in Saturday's incident. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Redskins are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments on their trademark fight. A federal judge upheld the cancellation of the team's trademarks on the name Redskins, but the team is appealing that ruling. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the NASDAQ at 48,96. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They host the Phillies tonight. The Orioles lose to Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But What if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. The problem is this. The overnight construction not quite wrapped up, and we're seeing delays already forming, I know, at this early hour. As you come off the Beltway, keep alert, because just after Edsel Road, you'll hit the brakes and narrow down to only one left lane getting by. They had the milling and paving overnight. Now they've extended it to at least 515. And we'll keep our fingers crossed there, but already expect delays here, 395 northbound with the late clearing construction. 66, good. No problems on the Greenway, Toll Road, Beltway with lanes open this morning, Maryland and Virginia. On 270, hang tight. I know you have a brief delay here heading past 109. Stalled car was over to the shoulder. That's the focal point of the distraction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warmer, with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington, 64 in Rockville, 67 in Washington. More than 50 people have been arrested for using the wrong bathroom in North Carolina. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 5:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry on this big primary day in Maryland. Coming up later this morning to get you started the right way, 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer give us his analysis on new special operations forces being deployed to Syria. 8:05, Michael Steele, former Republican Party chairman, former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, to give us his take on today's primary. Also at 8:15, right after Michael Steele, we'll be joined by Ben Jealous, who's heading up the Sanders campaign in Maryland. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, a lot of talk yesterday about this deal that's been struck between the Cruz and the Kasich campaigns. And here's our question. Is it a winning strategy or is it a desperation move? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630 WMAL. And I ask this question simply because Larry Sabato, you know, he's got that crystal ball thing. He looks into his crystal ball, he gazes, he analyzes all of the numbers and the data, and he says that the polls are close enough in Indiana that this just might work for Cruz. And I said, well, that's interesting that Larry would say that. So I went and looked at the Fox News poll, and here's what it says. Trump has got 41, Cruz 33, Kasich 16. I mean, Trump's got a healthy lead there in Indiana. And Indiana apparently is going to be, you know, where all the marbles are won or lost. A lot of people say it's all coming down to Indiana. But Trump leads significantly. However, if you add the numbers of Cruz and Kasich, then and they all went to Cruz, as is the plan, then Cruz would win by a handy margin. In fact, if Cruz gets a little more than half of Kasich's votes, he would defeat Donald Trump in Indiana. So it might just work, and it makes it more difficult for Donald Trump to get to 1237. So is this a winning strategy in your mind or a desperation move, and how will you react if this happens? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. There are the 27 delegates that are won outright if you win overall in the state, and another 27 delegates that would go based on who wins individual congressional delegates. And if Cruz got 45 to 50 of the delegates in the state of Indiana, well, then Trump could be blocked, many people say, in a first ballot nomination. He would not have the 1,237 delegates that he needs to clinch. Not a certain deal, but certainly much more difficult for him to attain that. So is this a deal that works? Interestingly enough, John Kasich was asked about it yesterday, and he said, I'm not going to tell people not to vote for me in Indiana, but he's not going to campaign there. And Donald Trump went after Ted Cruz in a big way.
Honey, I watched Cruz this morning, and he's all mixed up because he's losing so badly. And when he's under pressure, he's like a basket case. So he's stuttering, and he's stammering. And I watched him, and he's saying, I want jobs, and I want the economy, and I want this, and I want that. All stuff that I've been saying for years. And he just started saying it. He doesn't know anything about the economy. He doesn't know anything about jobs. He was a failed senator. He couldn't get anything passed, nothing. Look at his legislation. He got nothing passed, and now he wants to be, all he is a guy that will go down and stand and filibuster for a day or two, and the other senators all look, when's he getting off the floor, Jim?
So going after Ted Cruz in a big way there. But he has called what is going on between Kasich and Cruz collusion. He said they're colluding, folks, and if this were a business, I would have a lawsuit. Unfortunately, it's not a business. It's the world of politics. So winning strategy or a desperation move. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
We need to defeat Hillary Clinton in November. It's a pretty big deal here, I think, for anyone who cares about the future of our country. And I don't know. It seems to me that what the candidates right now are doing who aren't named Donald Trump, they're doing whatever they can to win the nomination. And they believe that their path to winning the nomination at this point is to win it at the convention. And I think that's fine. And I don't think there's anything wrong with them deciding that they're not going to spend money here or spend money there. Is that collusion? I guess in the business sense that it is, but Donald Trump has to understand that he's not running a business. Yeah. He's campaigning, and that's not always the same thing. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's nothing wrong with politics being different than the business world. Not everything in the world is business, nor can it be compared to business. And he needs to get out of his realm of focusing everything through the lens of business, especially if he's going to be the chief executive of our government. What I do know is that all of this conversation, from both sides, by the way, doesn't get us any closer to defeating Hillary Clinton. What it does is continues to divide our party. And Donald Trump going after Ted Cruz in that manner helps divide our party. By the way, Cruz and Kasich saying we'll do whatever we have to do to stop Donald Trump further divides our party. Ted Cruz and John Kasich, basically Ted Cruz aligning himself with a pro-amnesty, pro-Common Core, pro-Obamacare, the epitome of establishment career Republican like John Kasich, doesn't do much to unify our party when he's going against a lot of the stuff that he's been campaigning against for many years. And Kasich and Cruz colluding together like this, and again, I'm not using colluding in a negative sense.
Well, they certainly are coordinating, for sure.
It further feeds the narrative that you're trying to do whatever you can to stop Donald Trump. So whether it's going to be effective or not in stopping Donald Trump, if that's the goal, well, listen, it certainly could. I disagree with all the pundits who say it's all about Indiana. I don't think people understand exactly how California works. California is a very different animal, and the polls that you're seeing in California right now based on popular vote have nothing to do with how the delegates are going to get distributed. It is on a congressional district basis.
Right.
You get three delegates per congressional district, and Donald Trump may be very popular in LA and San Francisco right now, not so much in other areas of the state, and I think that the way that California comes down means that this is absolutely going to the convention, and he won't get 1237. I don't know how much this makes an effect, other than the fact that I think it divides the party, it divides the delegates, it divides the candidates, and frankly, it divides the people. And so I kind of hate it.
But you would agree that if there weren't a plan in place like this, and things stood as they are today, and if these polls are somewhat accurate, that Trump would have, it would be hard to stop Trump from getting, clinching the nomination before the convention.
You mean hard to keep him from getting 1237? I do not agree with that. I have seen many different analyses done, and I disagree that it all comes down to Indiana. I think that California, people are misunderstanding California.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Mark in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. So what do you think about all this?
Well, hello, America, and hello, the world, and I feel sorry for everybody. Because everybody isn't waking up to the old adage, divide and conquer, and also that these people that are running for president on both sides are spoiled adolescents that never grew up. Their mindset is an adolescent mindset, And the main problem is that I sat at the dinner table with like four different presidents growing up with my family here in the Washington area. Now, I don't know where you all come off. The American public comes off allowing people like this to run for president.
Well, anybody can run for president, Mark.
Republicans.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know how this is helpful to our conversation because anybody can run for president.
You got to assess who these people are and where their mindset is coming from to allow them to become a president of the United States,
Mark,
the only free country in the world. Okay. Ever, the bastion of freedom on the whole planet.
I understand, Mark.
Ever.
Well, that's what the voters are doing.
That's what
right
we're
now.
Doing at this very moment. Yeah.
They're evaluating them, and this is who we've ended up with at this point. And no, it's not George Washington and Thomas Jefferson reincarnate, but this is what we've got, Mark.
Well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead in just a moment. Right now, it is 5:15, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. All right, here we go. 395 narrow 2. One lane. So we have early delays here. It's late clearing road work. They had overnight work that was doing the milling and the paving. And I'm still seeing barrels and cones set up to narrow these lanes down to one between Edsel Road and Duke Street Landmark. So this is going to be still a little bit while to they can clear that up and pick up all these cones as well. So fingers crossed they can get this completed by 6 a.m. So 395 commuters, keep alert right as you come off of the Beltway because up ahead, you're going to slam on those brakes as you pass Edsel Road. That's our big story right now. The Beltway, nice and calm, off to a good start. Stalled car 270 southbound as you pass 109. That looks like that was on the shoulder. We might have an incident in the back up here just after Route 80 Urbana. We're focusing on delays right now. So we'll see if anything's blocking. I'll have more in 10 minutes on that. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and the George-Washington Parkway, quiet, according to U.S. Park Police. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun today and some showers and thunderstorms possible, even a severe thunderstorm possible. Late this afternoon, a high of 87. Tonight, the showers continue, a low of 55, and tomorrow, a high of 64. Thursday in the mid-60s, Friday in the low 60s, and then Saturday and Sunday look like nice days with temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I've never told them not to vote for me. They ought to vote for me. But I'm not over there campaigning and spending resources.
I think that is a decision, an allocation of resources that makes a lot of sense, and it's devoted to the principle of beating Hillary Clinton in November and turning this country around.
Well, there's Kasich and there's Cruz talking about this deal that's kind of interesting. He was asked, are you telling people in Indiana, Mr. Kasich, not to vote for you? He said, no, they can vote for me if they want to. I'm just not going to spend any money there. And Ted Cruz talking about how this might be the thing that, helps him win Indiana and helps him stop Donald Trump. Because he can't win outright, mathematically. So he's got to do that and hope for a second ballot at the convention. And the way it looks right now, if the Fox News polls are correct, and God knows if they are, but if they are correct, if Cruz picks up about half of the votes that are currently going to Kasich in these polls, he probably could prevail pretty well in the state of Indiana. Is this a winning strategy, a desperation move, and how will you react? Lynn in Martinsburg, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. What do you think?
Hi, I don't think it'll work. I think the American people are sick and tired of politics as usual. And this little thing between Cruz and Kasich just shows that, it just shows me that the establishment has got to them and said, look, boys, we got to do something. And so this little alliance I really don't think it'll work because, like I said, we're sick of politics as usual. And this is just an example of what we are sick and tired of.
All right. Lynn, and listen, I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. I think you heard what I had to say, which is this just all of this behavior further divides us. Trump's response, by the way, further divides us to start saying that Ted Cruz doesn't have anything legitimate to bring to the table, I think is divisive and wrong. So let me just ask you something. Cruz and Kasich believe they. Do you believe that they believe that they're that Cruz or Kasich or someone other than Donald Trump is the only one to stop Hillary Clinton? Because they're looking at these polls that show Hillary Clinton just trouncing Donald Trump. So can you at least afford them that they truly believe that Donald Trump will lose to Hillary?
No, I can't.
You don't think that's it? You think it's just about stopping Donald Trump? They're sure that Donald Trump will become our president, and they're just trying to stop him from becoming president.
That's all it is.
All right. So it doesn't bother you that the polls right now, you know, most of them show Donald Trump losing to Hillary Clinton by like over 10 points, where the other candidates in the race potentially are within striking distance.
I can't believe it. Polls are, you can't trust the media anymore, and half the polls, you just cannot believe them.
Well, hold it, except when you like the poll, right? I mean, that's the way it always is. If you like what you hear in the poll, then you believe it. If you don't like what you hear in the polls, well, you can't trust the polls.
Yeah, because Donald Trump really loves the polls when he's talking about them.
Yeah.
Right now. Lynn, thanks. Right, Lynn,
thanks,
listen. Thank you. And again, the reason I was wanting to have that conversation is, listen, I'm not questioning their motives. I think they believe that Donald Trump will lose to Hillary Clinton, and so they think that they need to do something to keep him from getting the nomination. I think they think that that's what's best for the party and what's best for the country. My question is, okay, how do you pick up the pieces after this process and coalition
that's a good question.
Of voters, the voters like Lynn in Martinsburg, who's a good guy who thinks that, you know, they're just trying to kill his dude, Donald Trump, and that's all it's about.
Lynn is like a lot of people that we hear from on this program who say, look, I like Donald Trump, and I think this is dirty politics, and when this is all said and done, if they strip this nomination away from the guy who got all these votes, then, you know, I'm going to go do something else.
Can I ask you something, Brian? Because, listen, but, you know, we're a very topical morning show, you know.
We
mornings on the mall. And we have this story yesterday. We talked about it at great length yesterday morning about Kasich and Cruz teaming up. And all the headlines here that I'm seeing that, oh, this deal is already falling apart. It hasn't even started yet and it's falling apart. And they're pointing to the fact that John Kasich said that quote that you just played. Rick, I'll do it for you real fast here.
I've never told them not to vote for me. They ought to vote for me. But I'm not over there campaigning and spending resources.
Can you tell me what's new? Isn't that exactly what we said yesterday when we talked about
that's
this?
That's not new, and that's
it's not.
That's over-analysis.
It's not falling apart. They're not spending money in these states that they've agreed to. If you want to vote for John Kasich, bully for you, go vote for John Kasich. He's not going to be there for the next 8 days. Indiana, there's the big headline. Why is the media going nuts with this thing? I'll tell you why. Because they know it's dividing our party, and the media loves dividing the Republican Party.
More on this in just a moment, 522.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With
with workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Struggling on 395, late clearing road work from overnight. Here we go, 395 as you pass the landmark Duke Street to Seminary Road. Still only one left lane open. To note, HOV lanes are open, so HOV not affected, so that works well for you. So as you come off the Beltway in those main lines near Edsel Road, you'll hit those delays. Again, to get by this construction, they were doing milling and paving, so still a little time till they can get all these cones and barrels picked up as well. Once you get past that, you're good across the 14th Street Bridge into town, Southeast-Southwest Freeway without any troubles. 3rd Street Tunnel, good. No problems either direction between the freeway and New York Avenue. It does not look like they have any construction set up there inside the tunnel. 270 South past Monocacy, Urbana, passing Route 80. Just have some of that stop and go. Earlier, we had a stalled car past 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It is now 527 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. All this not aggression-packed talk. Kasich and Cruz getting together to try to stop Trump. And basically the idea is that, well, Kasich won't go to Indiana and spend a lot of money and put up a big fight there, because Cruz is doing better, and Cruz has a better chance of stopping Trump. And then out in New Mexico and Oregon, Cruz will pull out because Kasich has a better chance. And a lot of talk about that. Donald Trump says it's collusion, and it goes on and on. One of the things you asked yesterday, Larry, was, why do you think they did this so publicly? Why not just do it behind the scenes? And I stumbled into something this morning that sort of answered that. The PACs. The PACs had to be told not to spend money in certain places. And the only way they could do that was to do it publicly, I think, and they get that word out there.
Well, it's primary day in Maryland, and we've got Michael Steele and Ben Jealous both coming up to talk about the Republicans and Democrats in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. News coming up in a moment. It's 528.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up in just a moment, you're not going to believe this, but the boomers are no longer, you know, the largest living generation. We'll give you all the details on that in just a moment. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As Maryland votes today on this primary election day, you'll see something you may haven't seen in a while. Paper ballots.
This is our first election with this equipment, so we don't know what's actually going to happen until we do it for the first time. But we're certainly expecting results in at 11 o'clock, if not sooner.
Montgomery County Board of Elections spokeswoman Marjorie Rohrer says if your schedule permits you to vote at midday or even after work today, you'll probably find shorter lines than if you vote first thing this morning. Polls open at 7 this morning, close tonight at 8. Donald Trump is the favorite to win big in the five primaries taking place today, including Maryland. Meanwhile, the purported John Kasich-Ted Cruz alliance to stop Trump has not gone unnoticed by the Trump campaign.
Could the Cruz-Kasich deal actually work? I talked to a Trump campaign advisor who said Kasich pulling out of Indiana could help Cruz and hurt the GOP frontrunner in that critical state. All day long on Monday, Trump has been making the case that this political marriage of sorts just proves that Cruz and Kasich simply aren't the best suitors for the GOP.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. On the Democratic side, meanwhile,
the Clinton campaign feeling pretty good about this primary day. They feel good about Pennsylvania. I think they have Maryland all but locked up. And because of that, Secretary Clinton is channeling some of this confidence into focus on the general election.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Metro now says a track fire Saturday night on the Red Line was not caused by a problem with power cables. They say it was likely a piece of debris coming into contact with that electrified third rail. The fire led to smoke entering a rail car, but no one was injured in Saturday's incident. The federal government's planning agency is taking suggestions on how to redevelop the site of the FBI headquarters. The FBI is planning to move out of the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue to a new location in either Maryland or Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,977, the Nasdaq at 48,96. Sports, the O's lose to the Rays. The Nationals have the night off. They host the Phillies starting tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kim's thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Before the first kiss, before the first I love you, well, you have to have the first date. And the first date needs to start with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395 late clearing road work puts us in delays right as you come off the Beltway heading up through to Landmark. But it looks like they're in the process here of picking up the barrels. It looks like they're going from Duke Street and heading out toward the Beltway. So they're going backward. You're going to see them picking up those construction cones and barrels. Watch for the workers as you make your trip by. No problems once you, if you're joining on say just past Duke Street, King Street. Looks like your lanes are open. You'll see a little bit of activity on the right shoulder. Flashing lights, a distraction. No problems if you're heading from Springfield to either loop of the Capitol Beltway, if you're heading in through Annandale or heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. A top side of the Beltway runs well. No problems. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, good. And 270, leaving Frederick, off and on delays, passing 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer readings for us today as we climb up through the 80s. Partly cloudy and breezy with widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler mid-60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Burke, 61 in Beltsville, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. The president is going to send boots to the ground, more boots to the ground, to try to solve the Syrian problem. He'll talk about that at 7:05. And this is Election Day in the great state of Maryland. Polls open at 7 o'clock, so in about an hour and a half from now. Michael Steele will join us, former Lieutenant Governor of the state, a man who knows a lot about Republican Party politics. At 8:15, Ben Jealous with the Sanders campaign will join us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The kids are taking over, baby boomers. You better be ready. New Pew Research study shows that millennials, as of now, officially in America, outnumber baby boomers.
That's not right.
Oh, are you worried about that? And have you noticed this? Have you noticed your culture, your politics, everything about your life changing now, baby boomers? Because millennials are the dominant generation. Give us a call. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Do you have a problem with it? And how have we changed now that millennials have such a strong voice in our country? 888-630-WMAL. Who are millennials? They're people born between 1981 and 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Now 75.4 million of them. One in three adults by the end of this decade will be millennials. Hmm. Baby boomers, of course, defined by people born between 1946 and 1964. Now, I'm a Gen Xer. I get caught in the middle. I'm going to be, you know, no one cares about us Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1980. But millennials are making their mark on America. 34% of millennials who have bachelor's or more advanced academic degrees. That means they're the most educated American generation ever.
Mm-hmm.
$27,000 is the average amount of student debt they carry. That's almost double the average amount of student debt back in 1993. One in eight millennials move back with their parents because of the recession.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
Exactly.
If it wasn't for the boomers, they'd have no place to go.
70% of millennials consider themselves social activists. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? And let's say, this is the interesting thing about these millennials, as you complain about them, baby boomers, they're your children.
That's right.
Millennials are the children of baby boomers. So if you have any complaints about it, look at yourself. And that's my big thing here. I know a lot of millennials, and a lot of American millennials I have great respect for, because think about it, they're rush babies. These are the ones that I know. These are the Republicans and conservative millennials who grew up in the backseat of the car while Rush was on the air. Mm-hmm. And that made an impression on them. See, millennials in and of themselves are not all that bad. All of the horrible traits that I see in millennials, I see it stemming directly from their selfish, obnoxious baby boomer parents who spoiled them and ruined them growing up.
Well,
that's my opinion.
That may be something to that.
888-630-WMAL.
What I find interesting about this is that the millennial generation, they say, continues to grow. And you want to know why it continues to grow? I mean, we're past the birth period for the millennials. It's because young immigrants continue to come to this country in great numbers.
That's a big part of it. Well, compared to older immigrants.
That's right. And the older immigrants are not coming in as great numbers. And by the way, the boomers are getting, some of them are getting up there and they're starting to die off. Something I have noted.
Well, as we've noted in the music, I mean, everyone's saying, oh my gosh, all these great music legends dying, David Bowie, Glenn Frey, but well, they're getting up there. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it is interesting that that it has to do, a lot of this has to do with immigration, which has become the major topic in our country today. And young immigrants coming to this country continues to expand the ranks of the millennial generation. So I think that's very fascinating. I am a boomer, a proud boomer, born in the middle of all that, and so I have to claim it. However, I don't deal with millennials. I deal with what's the current group called? The young teenagers today would be called what?
I'm not sure if they have a name.
I don't know if they have a name yet, but that's what I'm dealing with.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I skip the Gen Xers and I skip the millennials, and my life is dealing with someone who's younger than
that. See, you have no opinion about the millennials. Like, for instance, here's a good example of the millennials versus boomers. Biggest cultural icon and probably most significant cultural person out of the boomers was Steven Spielberg. Think about everything he touched. Technologically, culturally, film-wise. For the millennials, Mark Zuckerberg. So think about that. That's an interesting comparison, isn't it, in terms of how they affected our culture, how they affected our way of life. Who would you rather hang your star on? Who do you think is better depicts or appreciates what you're...
That's an interesting question.
All right. We'll mull that over.
But I'm a Spielberg fan, so...
Steve in College Park, you're on WMAL. Hey. How do you feel about these millennials? They're all around. You can't escape them.
Well, for the last 20 years, folks like Limbaugh were saying, hey, no one's going to be there to pay your Social Security, old folks, you baby boomers. And now the good news is, hopefully, if we get an economy rolling to a point where these Gen X and these millennials can work and put into the system, there's a chance for old folks like you and me, no offense, to actually reap possibly some form of reward at the end of the tunnel. And perhaps maybe replenish the Social Security system that's so badly broken.
Well,
but I think we have to get the political and the economy together before such a thing can bear fruit.
Steve, if your reward at the end of the tunnel is your monthly Social Security check,
looking forward to it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Clearly, Steve missed the part where I said 1 in 8 millennials moved back to their parents because they couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to replenish those roles as quickly as Steve would like. But he does make a point. You know, you said immigration is a big part of it. Well, that's true. You have to keep replenishing generations if we keep our social structure in this country. And you boomers didn't have enough kids. And so we got to import these this new generation. I did my part. I had 4 kids.
Yeah, you did. You did your part. You held up your end of the bargain.
It's 5:43 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just 2 minutes.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. On Sunday, Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work began a week-long trip to Sweden and Belgium to discuss regional security challenges and deliver remarks to members of the European Policy Committee on the Defense Department's third offset strategy. The strategy is to offset the strengths of potential great power adversaries through leap-ahead technologies. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and 3-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, Geico would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Aaron Nola.
3-2 pitch. That's in there.
The Phillies think they have a potential ace, Jason Worth.
And Worth turns on one.
Has nothing to prove to Nola.
Grand slam on an 0-2 pitch.
Great expectations, grand experience.
And there is some howling going on.
Catch everything. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Hey, baseball, great.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 has come out of Frederick. Heavy volume to get you in through and past Urbana down toward Hyattstown. No problems to report Beltway currently, Maryland or Virginia. 66 starting to bunch up a bit, heading through Manassas again into Centerville. 395, the story's this. The late clearing road work, they were scheduled to be cleared at 5, and then they've extended it just a bit here till 6 o'clock. So we're struggling as you come off of 95, leaving Springfield, with delays passing Edsel Road to Duke Street, where they're in the process of picking up the cones. So definitely seeing a little bit of progress here at the scene of the construction. No problems heading into town. Bridges, 11th Street Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, all looking good. Metro Rail, Red Line, single tracking again this morning between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, dealing with the track problem. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warmer, with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I just talked about millennials, and right. Now I want to talk about millennia.
Okay.
Millennia, thousands and thousands of years ago.
That's an easier way to say it.
It rained pretty hard on this planet, and a guy named Noah built an ark and took all the animals in it and saved humanity and started civilization anew. That's if you believe, of course, the Noah's Ark story out of Genesis.
Right.
Well, fast forward to today, when a young man named Johan Hubers, a Dutch fellow, 33 years old,
mm-hmm.
has a dream.
A dream.
And in that, and by the way, Johan happens to be a carpenter. He has a dream, and in that dream, he had a fierce storm tide flooded the entire province of Noord-Holland in the Netherlands.
Right.
Noord-Holland. And during that dream, he began an adventure of building an ark. Johan had...
He wants to build the ark.
He's done it. He had this dream, it inspired him, and he has devoted the last several years of his life to building an ark. He's created the Ark of Noah Foundation, and he has created what's called now Johan's Ark. And it has been built in, he says, the exact same physical dimensions that are laid out.
Well,
in great detail in Genesis. God tells Noah exactly what he's supposed to do.
300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high. The only problem is that a cubit is like the distance between your longest finger and your elbow.
Right.
That's a cubit.
Wait, mine or yours?
Well, that's the thing. Whose elbow and whose arm? As you know, I have very long arms.
Yes.
It's been mentioned before on this program.
Yes, it has been.
And on many occasions. And so my boat would be a lot longer than your boat.
Well, I beg your pardon. I would not suggest that my qubit is in any way inferior to your qubit,
I think
qubit,
my
sir.
Qubit wins big time.
The ship, they decided to use Johan's qubit, apparently. It weighs 2,500 pounds. It's 2,500 tons, 95 feet wide, 75 and a half feet high, 410 feet long.
Yeah.
It can accommodate 5,000 people. It's been on display since 2012. Anyway, it's now going to sail across the Atlantic to be on display in Rio de Janeiro during the Olympics.
It's going to stop actually in San Diego, Long Beach, San Francisco, and Seattle on the way.
It's going to do the West. Well, no, I don't think it's on the way.
On the way, leaving it.
After, I think.
Afterwards, yeah.
It'll go through Panama Canal.
Oh, now that would be cool. The arc going through the Panama Canal.
What amazed me about
this. Does it have an engine?
It's got to. It's got. Although that wasn't laid out in Genesis. So
I don't think.
Sure.
I don't. But it's not an exact replica, is it?
I guess you're right. I'll have to look at that. I didn't see if there was an engine in here. I'll dive deeper into this topic. What amazed me, is I saw this conversation on Facebook going on. This story became viral. I think The Blaze posted it out there. And what was amazing to me is that all these comments on Facebook of people who said, oh, like, that's a really Christian thing to do, to spend all that time and money on building a stupid boat. You know, you could have done something for the poor, or you could have done this and could have done that. And it reminded me of all of the mocking that Noah had to endure. Remember, that was a big part of the Genesis story, that Genesis was following God's commandment, and he built this thing, and he was ridiculed, and he was mocked, and everyone, you know, and it was horrible for him, it was horrible for his family, but he continued to follow God's wishes, and of course, he was happy he did, because he didn't die in the flood,
saved all the animals.
How in the name of Judeo-Christian ethics, people are mocking this guy, saying, you know, and of course, no one's suggesting that a great flood is coming, but who are we to disparage someone for being inspired to do something in the name of God, and to say, well, if you really cared about God or Christ, you'd give all that money and help the poor. You know what? Go read a book. Make it the good book, by the way, while you're at it. But it's an ugly part of Christianity that I don't like. The Christians start criticizing other Christians and saying, if you were really Christian, you'd do this and help the poor. It's not all about helping the poor, I think. I'm inspired by this arc.
All right.
I want to go for a ride on it. Yeah. Want to come with me?
No.
Radio show host, 2x2.
Let's compare qubits. It's 551.
When you're watching election coverage tonight, pay special attention to Democrat Senate race in Maryland. When Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski retired, Chris Van Hollen was considered a shoo-in until Congresswoman Donna Edwards entered the race. And now, polls show a tight race. This weekend, Ms. Edwards publicly blasted Democrats as racist. In an interview with BuzzFeed, she said that although Republicans use dog whistles as code for racial attitudes, Democrats use a foghorn. She said that she's dumbfounded that Democrats accuse her of running a campaign based on identity politics. Now, this is not a first, folks. When Atlanta's first black mayor, Maynard Jackson, ran for DNC chairman against Terry McAuliffe in 2001, race became an issue, especially after McAuliffe told an audience that he didn't think colored people ought to be arbitrarily stopped by police. When New York's Carl McCall ran for governor of New York, he was treated so shabbily by Democrats that my audience raised money for him because his fellow Democrats wouldn't. Now, it's inarguable that there is deep-seated racism in the Democrat Party. But Donna Edwards' problems may be rooted elsewhere. Politico ran a story about the lack of support she's getting from members of the Congressional Black Caucasians. Apparently, she's hard to work with. A lot of members just don't like her. You know, sometimes in life, that's really all it is. People just don't like you. And maybe she's one of those people just don't like.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit. LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you around the Beltway first off. Good news. Maryland, Virginia without any early troubles. The troubles in Virginia, 395 with the late clearing road work scheduled to finish at 5, and they're picking up the last of the barrels right now. So you're hitting delays as you head north out of Newington to get you past Edsel Road to Duke Street. But again, you find lanes open the closer you get to where the construction was between Duke and Seminary Road. Metro Rail, better news. They are no longer single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They fixed the track problem there, but still expect some residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees at 5:56.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL,
are we eating too much food or just the wrong kinds of food? We'll talk about it.
Donald Trump says he won't tweet if he becomes president. He's talking about all the ways he's going to change. Do we want him to change? 888-630-9625. We'll take your calls coming up right now. 6 o'clock. Holes in